I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The World Health Organization is urging fully vaccinated people to keep wearing masks and to practice other COVID-19 safety measures as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread around the globe. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. George Rutherford, Director of Prevention and Public Health Group at UCSF. Dr. Rutherford, good morning. Over the past year or so, we've talked with you about a number of variants that have cropped up. Is this one even more concerning to you than the others that we've talked about?
Sure. This is more concerning because it's more transmissible. It's just as opposed to you know, the other viruses that had would infect, you know, when somebody was infected, they'd infect 3.5, maybe 4. This may infect as many as 5 or 6. So that's a concern. And we're seeing, you know, outbreaks around the world, especially in a place like Israel with a pretty highly vaccinated population that are largely driven by Delta viruses. But again, most of the cases are occurring and people are unvaccinated there.
This morning, we saw that Hong Kong was starting to ban flights from the UK because they're trying to contain the spread of the Delta variant. So are we are we destined to see things like that again?
I think we'll see. I think we might see this come in kind of fits and starts as different countries try different strategies to keep the Delta virus from spreading. But it's all over the world already. I mean, this is sort of, you know, locking the barn door after the horses have bolted. But in the Bay Area, the good news is we're highly vaccinated. And while there are a few counties, Sonoma is one where there have been increases in cases, it's all very, you know, it's all sort of small stuff for right now. And it's really among people who have been unvaccinated.
Here in California, we have passed that official reopening date and all kinds of restrictions are being dropped. Are you concerned about that as this variant takes hold?
I'm concerned about it in counties that are largely, you know, that have been not highly vaccinated. We all look at Marin County, which has, you know, like 70% of the population fully vaccinated, or San Francisco, where 67% of the entire population is totally vaccinated. But there are others like, you know, Lassen, 21%, Tehama, 25.5%. I mean, there are a lot of counties that are, you know, are not performing, you know, highly. They're not really heavily populated like the big urban counties, but still they could represent a substantial nidus of infection as the summer wears on and people start traveling around.
You know, last time I talked to you when we were going to drop the mask requirements, you'd said you'd still probably wear one in the grocery store. And then yesterday we saw 35,000 people unmasked and yelling at the ballpark. So, you know, where are we going to find that place where we're comfortable and still safe?
Yeah, I went to the grocery store yesterday and didn't wear a mask. I feel I have to sort of model the behavior I talk about. And it was, you know, it's like I was the only one except for a few guys who were working there.
Did you get looks?
And it felt very odd, I have to say.
Did you get looks? Did people look at you like, why aren't you wearing a mask?
Yeah, you know, but I mean, they gave me a bit wider berth.
Well, Dr. Rutherford.
You know, you sort of feel like you don't have, you know, it's like a dream where you don't have clothes on or something and you're in public. But it's, if you're fully vaccinated, you're safe. If you're not fully vaccinated, it's a completely different kettle of fish. And you need to be, you know, with this Delta variant, you need to be really careful about exposures.
Dr. Rutherford, always great to get your take on these stories. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.